For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal.
President Trump had opposed that agreement even during the campaign. He said there will be the highest level of sanctions imposed on Iran. Within 6 months, contracts would wind down. That includes deals for Boeing aircraft worth billions to the company. In Tehran, Iran's president Hassan Rouhani spoke. He said, "We know that President Trump is not reliable, so we anticipated this was coming. We shored up our foreign exchange, and our economic growth is not going to suffer." Former President Obama says it's a serious mistake for the UN to end its involvement in the Iran agreement. Britain, France, and Germany urged President Trump to stay with the deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, spewing lava and ash for 5 days, has calmed down a bit. But experts say it could erupt again. Edwin Montoya has a family farm on the slopes of the volcano.
If it happens and it blows its top, and I'm there at the time, I'm 76 years old. I've lived a good life, and I have to go, I want to go.
The lava has destroyed dozens of homes and other buildings, and nearly 1,800 people have been evacuated. To pave the way for a U.S.-North Korea summit, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way to North Korea. According to the president, a location, time, and date for a meeting with Kim Jong-un have been set. However, that still has not yet been announced. He also called it a great thing if 3 American detainees in North Korea were released. Mike Pompeo is expected to return home with them. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Walmart is announcing a new policy when it comes to filling opioid prescriptions. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
In the face of a deadly national opioid abuse epidemic, the world's largest retailer says within the next 60 days, it's going to start limiting new opioid prescriptions to 7 days and dosages to 50 morphine milligram equivalents per day, also requiring that prescriptions be filled out electronically to prevent fraud. The changes in line with recommendations from the federal CDC trying to curb deaths from opioid overdoses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Uber has unveiled models of its flying taxi at its Uber Elevate Summit in Los Angeles. They're partnering with NASA to develop the air taxi service as a way to cut down commute times and reduce pollution. The plan is to launch a demo and testing program in the year 2020. The flying taxis, which take off vertically and land at ports on rooftops, will fly between 1,000 to 2,000 feet above ground at speeds of up to 200 miles per hour. The vehicles resemble helicopters, but are quieter, with 4 prop rotors on each wing and electric propulsion to cut down on emissions. The taxis will be manned by a pilot first, with the goal for the planes to eventually fly autonomously. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.